I'd rather have a Raleigh.
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 Because Raleigh is the only cigarette that gives you all three. The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Pat McGee, and our guest, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Red.
Well, Happy New Year to you, too.
And Happy New Year to you.
Well, Happy New Year to you. Well, we've kicked that around enough for this year.
Well, how'd you bring the New Year in?
I had nothing to do with it. I woke up this morning and there it was.
You know, well, during the last year, a lot of water has passed over the dam.
Yeah, in sunny California, too. A lot of people got soaked, you know.
Well, it was really an eventful 365 days, you know. The war ended. A lot of the boys came back from overseas.
Yeah.
Rationing was stopped.
Dick Tracy went on a diet.
Well, I wonder what the new year has in store for us.
Butter, I hope.
Say, did you hear the Oklahoma St. Mary's game today, Red?
Yes, and it was really exciting. I was sitting in front of my radio, and I could just picture Bing Crosby and Ingrid Bergman sitting on the 50-yard line, ringing their bells for the home team.
Wasn't Hollywood Boulevard crowded?
Yeah, last night, you mean. Say, the old street was creeping.
Yeah, the New Year's festivities were really rollicking.
Yeah, you said it. People were climbing up those Christmas trees like monkeys. They had to give me a banana before I'd come down. Four guys got arrested for jay staggering last night. Boy, hey, there was one fellow walked into a place, and he says to the bartender, a Marine, he says, "Here, I got a present for you." He says, "I got a present for you. A live lobster here."
A live lobster?
So the bartender says, "Well, thanks a lot." He says, "I'll take it home to eat." The guy says, "Oh, don't do that. Take him to a movie. He's already eaten."
I say, Red, did you make any resolutions for 1946?
That's a good joke. Too bad it wasn't in the script, wasn't it?
Did you make any resolutions for 1946?
Yeah, I got a couple I'll sell you. I won't be able to keep them. Well, Happy New Year to you, Anita.
Oh, the same to you, Red.
Say, tell me, how did you see the New Year in?
Oh, I spent the evening with my mother.
Oh. No other girl can make that statement.
That is still breathing.
But I enjoyed it, Red. We listened to the radio and really had a wonderful time.
Really?
There was only one thing wrong.
Why?
Just as I got to bed about 12:30, some crazy fellow started pounding at my door. Why, I could have killed him.
Gee, that's awful.
What did you do?
I nearly got killed. Say, did you make any New Year's resolutions, Rod?
Oh, I certainly did. You know, I resolved to be more helpful to people.
Oh, well, you know, sort of a two-ton Mr. Anthony, huh? Well, look, I've got a problem. I've got a problem. You are a happy little blimp at that. I can't find an apartment, Mr. O'Connor, and I'm sick of living in that tool chest with the built-in bird bath. Do you think you can find me something?
Well, I can't do anything about the housing shortage, Red.
No.
But when it comes to brand-new cars, that's different.
Why?
You know, friends, the makers of Raleigh cigarettes are giving brand-new cars away every day.
No kidding.
Yes, each and every day, someone wins a Chevrolet. That's seven winners, seven cars given away every week. You can win one just as easily as the winner I'll announce in a few seconds. This is all you have to do.
Complete this sentence in 25 words or less. We should all buy victory bonds because... Got it? We should all buy victory bonds because... Send your entries to Raleigh Cigarettes, Box 1200, Chicago, Illinois, together with two complete wrappers from 2 packs of Raleigh's cigarettes.
Now, don't put it off. Write your prize-winning sentence and mail it tonight. Win yourself a brand new car, just as this winner of December 28th.
The winner of December the 28th was my cousin Joe. And will he be surprised? He didn't even send in an entry. No, I'm kidding. The real winner was Carl Bergstrom, Jr. of Superior, Wisconsin. And congratulations, Mr. Bergstrom.
More winners announced on this program tonight.
And remember, smokers, Raleigh's are the only cigarettes that give you all three. Throat protection, better taste, lasting freshness.
Thank you, gentlemen. And now it's time for Anita Ellis to answer a musical question. How deep is the ocean?
Do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you?
Thank you very much. The first story we read this year from our Skelton scrapbook of satire is entitled Bells and Resolution. Our characters are fictional. If you think there's any similarity to persons living,
don't you believe it.
Chapter 33 is entitled The Bells of Big Fork, Montana. Once upon a time, there lived a fearless cowboy named Deadeye, and every year he would ride into town to help with the New Year's celebration, a week in advance, the Flathead County.
That horse spends every nickel he gets on them jukeboxes. Think I'll go into Big Jim Brown's bar here. Howdy, folks. Hey, piano player. How about playing my favorite tune? No. Not that one. The other one. That's it. Symphony. I love that. Oh, there's my gal, Margie the Clipper. It's been so long since I've seen a woman. I don't know whether you hug 'em before you say howdy or after.
Howdy, said I.
I guess it's after. Happy New Year, gal. Gosh, you look sweet enough to kiss.
Yeah, and you look dumb enough to try it.
Yeah. Same old gal.
And you're the same old Deadeye. Still bow-legged.
Oh, I ain't so bow-legged.
Well, then put your knees together.
Well, look at that. 4 feet taller.
What's new, Deadeye? What's this I heard about you having a pistol duel with a horse thief? Thought you were going to reform. I thought you resolved in 1945 to get a steady job and take home an honest man's living.
I did. You show me where the honest man hides it, and I'll take it home in 1946.
Did you fight this guy in honest duel?
Yeah, even let him shoot first. Then I stepped from behind the tree and plugged him. It was fair and square. I got a fair deal, and he got a square box.
Well, are you going to bring in the new year with the honest law-abiding citizens of this town?
Yeah, by the way, how many good law-abiding citizens are there in this town now?
I don't know.
Let's go over to the cemetery and count them, huh?
Hey, any hombres want to make $1,000?
$1,000?
Sounds like somebody pretty desperate for a pound of butter, don't it?
4 days to New Year's Eve, and I'll pay $1,000 to anyone who ride to the top of McGregor Mountain and ring that bell in the old Mission Tower at midnight.
You got your man there, stranger. I'm the best cowboy in the West. Of course, I don't have a pretty English accent like Errol Flynn. But I am brave, you know.
You ring that bell, and $1,000 is yours.
Okay. Deadeye, are you nuts? The Blackfoot Indians say that bell is bad luck to anyone who goes near it.
Yeah, that's why I'm hiring somebody that don't know about the so-called superstition of that bell, and let him ring it.
Gosh, Deadeye, you think of everything, don't you?
Nope, just them pitchers and Esquire. Who just came in over there?
Howdy, neighbors.
Howdy. Stranger around here?
Yep, I'm from Texas.
Panhandle?
Only when I can't find work.
Say, nice gear you're wearing there. Them boots, they genuine cowhide?
They sure is. I'll prove it. I'll rub them together.
Great A, too, isn't it? Say, how would you like a job around here bringing in the new year? We need someone to ring a bell.
How much do you pay?
I'll pay what I feel like. What do you want?
I want you to feel good. Shall I say $20?
If you want to, go ahead. Say $20. I'm going to say $10.
Okay, it's a deal. That sounds like a better deal. Then if you don't pay me, you don't owe me so much.
Yeah. Well, shall we get going? The horses are outside.
Okay. I saw your horse. He looks just like that Long Ranger's horse, Silver.
No, this is his brother, Stainless Steel. Well, we're off to ring the big bell. So long, gal.
So long, Deadeye.
Say, Deadeye, where is this bell? We've been climbing for 3 days, and I'm mighty hungry.
Oh.
Why, I'm so skinny now, I'm holding my pants up with my teeth, and it ain't easy.
How come?
No teeth.
Well, why don't you forget about food? Think about something else. Think about women.
I'd rather think about food.
Instead of women?
Yep.
Boy, I hope I never get that hungry. There it is, the big bell in the Robin's old mission there. Look how big that thing is. Kind of cold here. We still got 5 minutes before 1946.
Hey, Deadeye, what's that big black thing walking around the front door that looks like a bear?
A bear? Don't be silly. You're just so hungry you think you see food. That's a mirage.
It looks like a bear.
It's a mirage. Of course, some mirages are noisier than others. Look, you go over and make friends with that bear, and I'll go up and ring the bell.
Who? Me?
That's who I'm looking at. Look, that bear is just as scared of you as you are of him.
I don't see no goose pimples on him.
Now, look, go on over there. If you were to go over there real fast, that bear would run.
Yeah, home and tell the other bears what he's found for dinner.
Hello, Look, I'll tell you what. He's getting pretty close to it. You go ring the bell, and I'll take care of the bear. That's funny. I'm going forward, but my feet are going backward. All right, bear. Now, none of that stuff. Just come a little closer. Just come a little closer. Well, that was a little too close.
Did he get you?
No, but help me get my pants out of his teeth, will you? I'll fix him. This 45 will make him lay down and take notice. There now. There now. See, kids. All right, I'll lay down, bear, but give me my gun back.
Oh, you? Hey, Jedi.
Yeah?
I'm up to the bell, and it's midnight.
Hey, we're going to get that $1,000. Go ahead, ring it. Hot dog, we've got it.
Look out for the bell.
Now, look, Bear, I've had enough out of you. I'm going to open your mouth and break your jaws with my bare hands. Oh, well, I can always count that money with my toes.
Say, Red, let's start the new year off right for someone by giving them a swell prize.
Okay, Mrs. Lou Buttons. You win Van Johnson.
How's that?
No, Red. No? We're going to announce another winner in Raleigh's Car Day Contest. You know, friends, each and every day, someone wins a brand new car. Every day, mind you. 7 cars each week. To date, 50 cars have already been given away by the makers of Raleigh cigarettes. And one of these might just as well be yours. They're new 1946 Chevrolets, and they're so easy to win. This is all you have to do.
Complete this sentence in 25 additional words or less. We should all buy victory bonds because... Send your entries to Raleigh Cigarettes, Box 1200, Chicago, Illinois, together with 2 complete wrappers from 2 packs of Raleigh cigarettes.
Enter again and again because winners are chosen from entries received each day. Yes, each day a new winner.
Entries are judged on uniqueness, originality, and most convincing statement. Judge's decision final. Duplicate prizes in case of ties. Entries become property of Raleigh Cigarettes. Contest limited to United States and members of the armed forces abroad.
Send in your prize-winning sentence tonight and win yourself a new car, just as this winner of December 29th.
A new Chevrolet goes to Dan Benson of Salt Lake City, Utah. Congratulations, Mr. Benson.
More winners announced tomorrow night in the Raleigh Room, starring Hildegard. Be sure to listen.
Thank you, and now back to Forever O'Toole.
Chapter 35 of the Skelton Scrapbook. As we turn the page, we find a clipping from Believe It or Not. It says, David Forrester is the only musician in the world whose orchestra is composed of 32 relatives. Tonight, the old Forrester family will stagger through the Camptown races.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a few relatives in the audience, too, tonight, I see. Chapter 36 in the scrapbook is entitled Resolutions. Starting the new year right is a feat for some people, but wrong or right, Junior shows Granny that he is still the mean widow cared.
Singing in the bathtub, I'm singing in the shower.
Junior! Where are you?
Hmm?
Where are you?
I'm in here taking a shower. Scrubbing me little shower.
That's a good boy.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
And the same to you, Grandma. Come in.
Oh, no, dear. The Granny will stay out here while you're taking your shower.
No, come on. It's all right. Come on in. I got my clothes on.
What? Junior. Oh, dear, and I thought 1946 would be different.
Singing in the shower.
Look at you. You're soaking wet.
I am messing, huh?
When you take a shower, you're supposed to take your clothes off.
Now she tells me.
Did you wash your face good?
Yes, I did.
What's all that dirt behind your ear?
That's where I wash it to.
Junior, do you know what day this is?
Certainly I does. I wasn't born yesterday, you know.
Well, what day is it?
Well, let's see. 30 days past September, and Uncle George for driving while he was...
Junior! I asked you what day this is.
Does you know?
Certainly.
Then why should we both waste each other's time discussing something we both know? Boy, women are so exasperating sometimes.
Junior.
Exasperating.
Junior.
I'd like to look that word up someday.
Yes, you should. This is the first day of the new year.
Yes. And it should be full of new possibilities, you know.
I hope that you've made a resolution to do bigger and better things.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. If my resolutions work out like I had them planned, this year the fire department should be pretty busy.
What do you mean?
You'll hear about it later. I had been reading up on the atomic bomb. Not only will you hear about it, the whole town will hear about it. Part of me here, part of me there, part of me there. That will be Junior all over there.
Junior, you're only kidding.
You just keep laughing, kiddo, that's all.
Do you realize what New Year's Day means?
Yes, I do. It means that Grandpa won't be able to get out of bed for 2 days, don't it?
That's enough.
Now, don't you hit me.
Now, get a hurry and change your clothes. We'll go say Happy New Year to Jim Harkin.
Oh, Jim. Oh, boy, this door is crowded today, ain't it, Granny?
Now, hold on to my hand, crossing
the
street.
I will not do it. I will not. I is a big boy now. I is a year older now.
All right, well then, darling. Why don't you make a new resolution in 1946 to help other people?
Oh.
Won't you take poor old Grandma's hand and help Grandma across the street?
Okay, I will do it. Here. Now, hold tight, Grandma. Don't get hurt, you know.
Well, now that I have a good hold on your mitten, Junior, I might as well tell you that I was just using child psychology on you.
Oh, really, would you? Well, now that you got a good hold on me mitten, Grandma, I may as well tell you that me hand ain't in it. He's got a nice house here, isn't he?
Oh, I hope Jim's home.
No, Jim, who's this Jim you talk about? Or...
This gentleman is a very dear friend of mine, Junior.
Oh.
If I'd met him before I'd married your grandfather, well, sometimes I wonder.
No, now that's not right, because if you hadn't married Grandpa, then you would never met Mummy. And if without Mummy, you wouldn't have me.
All right, so I made a mistake.
Yeah.
Well, Happy New Year, Verna.
Look at that old man.
My, you look younger every day.
Yeah, you know, Benjamin Franklin used to tell her the same thing, you know.
Verna, you don't look a day over 40.
Really?
No, I'm wrong. You don't look a day over 35.
How wrong can you be around here?
Oh, I'm sorry. Happy New Year to you.
Junior!
Won't you come in? My Junior, you must be a lot of good company for your grandmother.
Trusting old soul, ain't you? You've got a nice house here, you know.
Thank you. Verna, remember the first New Year's we met?
Yes, you gave me a lift on a bicycle.
A bicycle built for two, I hope.
Well, no.
Well, let's not get sickening about it.
Junior! Jim, you must come over to dinner sometime.
Oh, thank you.
Does you like turkey, Jim?
Yes,
well, I bring one over. We cook it.
Junior!
By the way, where is your husband?
Now he's home sleeping in office.
Junior, at times I can't figure you out.
Well, stick around, kiddo. You will. Get over there. Oh, look, you got a kitty cat.
No, don't get rough with the kitty.
Look at him.
Don't get rough with him. He might scratch you and get blood poisoning.
Yes, he... Boy, they sure does love me, don't they, huh? Boy, ain't you a dandy cat. Look how fuddy you is, boy. I'm going to take you home with me, boy. Here, come up and look. Here. Boy, he's fat. Where'd he go? He jumped right out of me arm. There. Oh, there he is up on that shelf. I will climb up there and get him. Come on, cat. It was the cat's fault he had on his overshoes.
Good heavens! What happened in here?
Junior, what on earth are you doing?
There won't be no inflation now, because everything's come down.
Junior, for that you have to be punished.
I know, I was bad, so you go ahead and spank me. Go ahead, run your beautiful hand, but spank me. Go ahead.
I don't have beautiful hands.
Yes, you do. They're so soft, so smooth, so Jurgens-like, you know. But go ahead.
Well, run along.
She's really got these pan hands, but I got my spinal column to worry about. Now, where'd that cat go? Ooh, there's a big box with a lid on it. I'll put him in there, then I know where he is when I'm ready to take him home. Come on. Where'd he go? There he is. Now, come on. Now I got you. In the box you go. Hey, Grandma. Let me out of this box, will you?
Tuesday night at the same time, Red Skelton, David Forrester and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening. And remember, the boy's still overseas, right?
And remember, listen to Hildegard tomorrow night and to People Are Funny with Art Linkletter Friday night over most of these stations. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Sir Walter Raleigh. That's a tobacco that leaves your pipe as clean as a whistle. It's carefully blended from rich, ripe burleys and mellowed with just a touch of rum to enhance the natural, full-bodied flavor. Get Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Let's go to this brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation.